S.W. Fong sits behind a counter in his Spartan shop, practicing the ancient art of mat weaving. Yellowing photos show that he's carrying on a long family tradition.
My ancestors, my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father.
And all of these people all have the same business, is that right?
Yeah, correct. It's passed on generation to generation. We've been doing this business for the past four generations.
Fong grew up just a few blocks away from here. Speaking Cantonese, he recalls Chinatown as a tumultuous, crowded commercial center.
Chinatown was an exciting community. At the time, there wasn't any shopping mall. People depended on the roadside hawkers to get their goods.
But Chinatown was extremely overcrowded. 25% of Singapore's people lived on 1% of its land.
At the time, we had 10 members of my family all living in the same house. We lived on one floor, a living room and two bedrooms. Some of us slept in the bedrooms, some in the living room. We rented out other floors to some old ladies. It was very crowded.
The old shop houses, narrow buildings with stores on the street level and living quarters above, had become slums. The government tore many down, sending residents to high-rise apartments out in the suburbs. Part of Chinatown was taken over by office buildings. Small businesses like Mr. Fong's were pushed to the periphery.
Chinatown's excitement has disappeared. Many of the old shop houses are now offices. In the past, they were meant for residences.
By the 1980s, with tourists complaining about the city's overwhelming blandness, the government realized it had made a big mistake. So it scrambled to refurbish what was left. Dinesh Naidu is an architect and writer.
This used to be a street. So similarly there, they pedestrianized it. Mm-hmm. And except there, it's completely sealed. So it's air-conditioned. So it's really like a mall. And in the process of building that one, they accidentally tore down a lot of the shop houses. So it isn't even real old shop houses that you're looking at. It's really a new mall.
Naidu says Chinatown still tries to attract tourists, but it mostly features tacky stores selling tacky items, like mechanical talking parakeets.
The majority of the ones in this area especially are tourist knick-knack shops and stuff like that.
So you clap your hands and then you get the mechanical chirp.
Yeah.
Accompanying Naidu is another architect, Ho Wing Hin.
Do any Chinese people live in Chinatown?
Chinese people.
That's a strange question. Yeah.
Well, actually, that's an interesting question because people do still live in Chinatown, but not in the shop houses anymore.
That's because a remodeled shop house can cost as much as 1.75 million US dollars. Victor Savage, chair of the Geography Department at the National University of Singapore, says the government's attempts to re-establish an authentic Chinatown have largely failed.
So only certain types of people who could bankroll the enterprises could actually take over the shop houses, and they were not really the people that you wanted there anyway, you know, the more commercial types, as it were. I mean, the plus side, obviously, is that you have now shop houses that are respectable, that look as close to the original kind of things. But the downside, obviously, is that, you know, you've got a whole lot of people of a commercial and entrepreneurial bent who have now invaded Chinatown. So the Chinese-ness, as it were, is not fully realized.
Savage says the redevelopment of Chinatown goes beyond economic issues.
It's also the question of embedding Singaporeans to Singapore. When you tear out old areas, you know, people have less sense of, place attachments, as it were, to an area, to a place. And, you know, the more you tear out, you know, old areas that people grew up with, you are tearing out their very much of their heart and soul. And it makes it more easy for them then to migrate elsewhere because they don't feel a commitment to Singapore anymore.
Geraldine Koh is a tour guide in Little India, a part of Singapore that largely avoided the wrecking ball.
Good morning, everybody. Vanakkam. My name is Geraldine. On behalf of Journeys, let me welcome you to Dobi Sari's and a spot of curry. This of all the places in Singapore is my favorite place, because you really don't know what waits you around the corner. It's a place full of sights, sounds, smells, and color. Shophouses, they date from the 1830s right up to the 1930s. These are what we call our traditional shophouse, and they have a very eclectic architecture. You have influences of all the different races that are found on the front of your shophouse.
What do you sell?
Curry. We have this spices, nice curry powder, saffron, lentils, black papa, white papa, everything got.
When you go into the place, you feel that this is what the whole Indian community is about. You see it living, breathing in its natural surroundings. It's not something that has been planted inside artificially.
Chinatown no longer acts as a hub for the Chinese community, but Indians still throng to Little India. Indians, who make up only 7% of Singapore's population, have few other places to buy traditional goods. Rajakumar Chandra heads the Little India Shopkeepers Association.
Sundays, if you are in Little India, after about 5 o'clock or so, you see about roughly around 200,000 people. They are from Bangladesh and they are from India. They're actually all the construction workers who are working in Singapore, and this is actually their meeting point. They actually meet in groups. They discuss about what's happened in India in their village. Is it raining there? Has your wife given birth? What boy or girl? How is your mother? How is your sister?
Chandra says the government has mainly kept its hands off Little India.
They really like the place as what it is today. Okay, and the only infrastructure they would like to change is maybe the road facilities, the drainage, the lightings and all that. But when it comes to tearing down buildings and all that, I don't think it is in their mind now.
You think they've wised up?
Yes, definitely they do.
Things aren't completely laissez-faire. The government opened a new subway stop in Little India in 2003. Zoning laws ensure that shops sell traditional merchandise. No computer software companies or lawyers need apply. Kershing Goh is with the Singapore Tourism Board.
Our positioning at this point in time for Little India is we're not going to do too much to it, and we're not going to touch it too much, because if it's doing well the way it is, let's just try to see how we can promote it better, how we can market it better, let people know more, especially foreign tourists, know more about such a jewel we have in Singapore.
Meanwhile, Singapore's Chinese have developed their own new communities. Architect Ho says his generation of 20-somethings hang out at this shopping mall just outside Chinatown because of its trendy restaurants and clubs.
People now congregate in new areas, yeah, like this, which actually as the new generation, identify as the Chinatown today, which may be not so marketable by seen from the eyes of a tourism board. But very much real and quite vibrant.
Singapore's original Chinatown wasn't designed to be a vibrant community. It just evolved over the years. That process may be happening all over again, and this time, the government is keeping its hands off.